This is a moment to reflect on our homes, as President Russell M. Nelson invites us to turn them into sanctuaries of faith.
Often when the Lord warns us about the perils of the last days, he counsels thus, "Stand ye in holy places, and be not moved." These holy places certainly include the Lord's temples and meeting houses, but as our ability to gather in these places has been restricted in varying degrees, we have learned that one of the holiest of places on earth is the home. Yes, even your home. You may feel that there is still more you need to do to make your home truly a sanctuary of faith. If so, please do it. If you are married, counsel with your wife as your equal partner in this crucial work. There are few pursuits more important than this. Between now and the time the Lord comes again, we all need our homes to be places of serenity and security. Attitudes and actions that invite the Spirit will increase the holiness of your home. Equally certain is the fact that holiness will vanish if there is anything in your behavior or environment that offends the Holy Spirit, for then the heavens withdraw themselves. However, your commitment to make your home your primary sanctuary of faith should never end. As faith and holiness decrease in this fallen world, your need for holy places will increase. I urge you to continue to make your home a truly holy place and be not moved from that essential goal. God wants us to work together and help each other. That is why he sends us to earth in families. This is why he asks us to serve and minister to each other. We can accomplish so much more together than we can alone. God's plan of happiness would be frustrated if his children remained isolated one from another.
That was an excerpt from President Russell M. Nelson's talk, "What We Are Learning and Will Never Forget." This is a moment to reflect.